lieber Dessert?
We are live. Unser Internet, mein Liebchen. 7:29.
Schotzi.
There was no one on, and I was couldn't get Joe on, and I stepped away to get tea, and I come back, and you guys are all in, populated in the list, all saving messages going, what's up, what's up, what's up? So I'm like, click, 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 and you guys all show up at once. And now nice. we're just talking into the darkness. So let us throw some logos, get the show started, and worry about your day and technical stuff afterwards.
What about the zeros and ones?
Yes.
I'll tell you, gentlemen, about a journey I took this week. A journey into a mysterious place called a new career. Oh my God, what have I done? I have entered the empire of FedEx. Now, by law, I cannot take video there. I can't speak ill of them, and I can't specifically tell you about the company. But I can tell you about the people. They are awesome. My coworkers have made me feel more than welcome. My team leader is a huge Star Wars nerd. And right out of the gate, I am having a great time, if not exhausted, working from quarter to seven in the morning to a crazy amount of time at night. But today, I got home early.
And, sweet!
Yeah, and so, you know, here we are, gentlemen.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. He marks with a beer. But not to detract from somebody else who's about to have a better Cheers. Day. Because very recently, we had a birthday. One of our youngest members, Aiden Willems, turned 23. And this Monday, we're having another birthday for a very beloved elder member.
It's just a series of many birthdays. Because the following week, it's my birthday.
Oh, what? Just jumps in and steals his thunder.
Awesome.
30 seconds of break.
Didn't even exhale.
Yeah, I know. Eh? Well, actually, right? No. I think he's trying to make him feel like not so lonely.
So, Frank, how old are you?
29. 50.
Really?
Yeah. 50. Yeah. You, you look good, but you sound like shit. You sound very muted. What's going on there?
Sound very muted? I don't know. It's probably because I don't have the microphone like right up into my grill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Point at beard. We went over this.
So you are exactly 10 years and 9 days older than me.
You're about to turn 40.
You oldies.
Are we getting this right? Aiden's 23. Frank's turning 50. Matt's turning 40.
Yeah, Frank's is a much more important benchmark than mine. Oh, actually, my birthday's been canceled this year due to COVID, so I will be 39 till next year.
Everyone holds on right now. There are no birthdays this year.
Hey,
I thought for sure I would be dead by now, so really, this is all just gravy time.
Bonus levels.
Yeah, yeah. Right? My wife says it's like the 11th anniversary of her 29th birthday, the 12th anniversary of her 29th birthday, the 13th anniversary of her 29th birthday. So yeah, you'll have to count that in like Frank years.
I told you not to speak the math to me.
Sorry.
Right.
Well, I have a friend who was born on February 29th.
Oh.
He's
So that person's four?
He's six. he's six now.
Oh.
Fair. That's fair.
Okay.
All right. Well, I am having a hard time logging into the game. Is it cruel?
No, it's roll 20.
Okay.
Star Wars. We must give the people what they want at 7:30, and then we can go prancing off into Mummy's Mask or something else. But
oh my!
But those who are funding has asked for Star Wars this week out to the gate. And then we can go off the air and do behind-the-scenes stuff or
Who are we to deny them what they want?
Yes. And such an outrageous accent.
Ach, nein, Mensch. Ich liebe dich.
Actually, one of the coworkers I worked with is an older gentleman, and he's sitting at a table of fly swatter killing flies. But I didn't catch that. And he's talking to a younger, new guy that I was speaking with standing up 5 feet away. And he's talking to this guy, and they're back and forth and back and forth. And you hear, smack, I thought I killed you. And I was like, oh, dude, I got to talk to this guy, right? And he's going, oh, you're talking about flies. And so I thought you were talking to that guy over there, right? So I said, you know, I do a podcast, and, like, I love accents, and I love people's personal heritage. I find this all fascinating. I'm having trouble placing your accent. And he just smiles triumphantly and leans back. He's like, you'll have a hard time. And then people start gathering around. So I guess this has happened before. So I'm like, Austrian, German. He's like, half Lebanese, half Italian, spent a lot of his life in Turkey.
Turkish.
And Turkey. Yeah. So I sit down. I met, you know, met this guy. I got talking to him and everything. And it's been that kind of thing all week. Just like glomming on to a new person every day. You know, I'm the new guy. Love me. No, getting to everybody and run around and half the day in the warehouse, half the day in the road. But
you're not allowed to talk about.
I had to sign something online. Can't no video shot inside, no photos while I'm on the road. Like,
you tell us what you do?
Yes, I am. My current position is called a courier handler, and I on my second day I applied to go up the food chain.
Well, that sounds like a sure way case to find your way up to HR real quick, handling the couriers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Into the hot seat.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely need you warmer on that mic, Frank. Sorry. It's like, this is no, I don't, maybe you nudged your bass or treble. You sound so flat.
Frank, maybe if you just turn your camera off, give it a quick handy.
There you go. Hang on.
There we go. Do what you gotta do, man. Do what you gotta do.
Number two, work for. Wait, so I'm turning the knobs. I'm touching the things. What's going on here?
Yeah, pull the shaft and twist the head.
Right. Always time for lubricant. A little behind the scenes. A lot of my cast have the Pad 50, a little mini mixer, and there's three little sliders, and we like to go with like two notches of treble, the high.
There's two notches of high. I'm like,
oh, always sound better already. Like half a notch of the bass in the middle.
How about this one? That was
way off. Okay. That's one notch there, and then left pan.
Sorry, so
stays in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's three sliders. One on the left is up two notches. Yep. The one in the middle goes up like half a notch, and the one on the right's in the middle.
Or if you want to do some crazy run-by effects.
So how does this sound?
Yeah, way better.
I believe way you can better. Start in one side and go and end up in the other side. I don't know if that works for stereo. Yep.
We call that the Doppler effect. There he goes.
He's slinging around the room.
Throwing my mic around.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a belated birthday, a belated episode. But definitely, we are in the mood to play some Star Wars tonight. We shot first. I see our regular few bunch of miscreants in the chat. Welcome, as always. As always, look at the end. You could see your name in the credits. We're putting Patreon names in the credits because we do appreciate your support. And not just cash. People that reach out, that leave comments now on our YouTube, telling me all the rules I get wrong. Oh, it's so appreciated. It's like, I'm just driving Joe nuts going, well, what about this? You know, this guy says this. Prove us wrong. I'm going to side with the audience as opposed to an old friend rule monger suddenly, you know, just, no, it's good. He appreciates them too. They're hanging out in our Discord. Check out our Twitch at Rulemongers, and you'll see a Discord invite, and just jump in there with your fellow listeners, with your fellow fans. And we've segregated Star Wars, we've segregated all podcasts, and you even talk about some off geeky topics, as we tend to more and more, as we just kind of always seem to lately just sort of fade into what we're doing, as opposed to being overly productive. But you know, I didn't know if I was even gonna do a show tonight. It can be touch and go, you know what I'm saying? Like, so much going on in the world today, in one's tiny little life, but one must rise above when your wife says, they're paying you now, get down there. Oh, right, yes, honey, sorry.
Oh, no.
No, shut off Netflix, that. No more binging at Kuretsu, right? Get down there and, you know, put down the little person screaming death metal and go play. Right, sorry, forgot. But no. We are here. We are at full mast. Those of you that are drinking tall drinks will understand. And we have most of our crew for a special bottle episode. So, Frank, reminding you of an email I sent
for very special
for special cameo. You know, see, this is why we should just start the show at 8 o'clock. It's like people would miss all this great banter and all these things.
You're definitely not getting your money's worth out of me right now. That's for sure.
That's okay. Is that why you became one of our patrons? So you could just offset the, well, I'm paying for this too.
That's right. No. I'm a customer, damn it. Yeah, pay attention to me.
Yeah. Now, we do have one hard, fast rule. Somebody was asking me about the goal points, one of our patrons, about, you know, dropping it to the $5 mark. And I said, it's true. We have few patrons, and I do not allow players to use goal points in shows they are in. But we don't necessarily want every patron just throwing and botching dice rolls in their favorite shows consistently. I think it's better not to like make you own it at a higher patron level for more money, but that it happens when it's really needed. Like, oh, I don't know. Last episode when our gambling like story arc comes to a peak, the very first
and I
round,
flub the roll.
It just falls out of it. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm just gonna roll a 3.
It was like a 5.
Wah, 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 wah.
That was good. Oh, I made him leave the roped area, and it was to see if he could just, you know, keep his role play together. What are you gonna do now, Matthew? You know. But and then as fate would have it, right? The winds.
Gamma,
the,
I swear I'll only use my gold for evil.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No,
da, 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 da. The real villain of the story.
Well, funny you should say, like, it's not just buffs. Like, players can throw down to buff the villains, to debuff you, so that, you know, hopefully there's some balance as some line up to mess with you, because this system gives you force points and destiny points to start. So I might have less messages with their patrons and fans going, you know, they have a lot loaded on one side. If you could help us, you know, with the others. There's no crit cards for me to pull in this game. If you guys don't mind, you know, muffling it. No, I did not. They just fled to that side because it's those. This is their lovely personalities.
They're naturally Sith.
Yeah, that's right. They side with me. Down with the heroes. Down with them. So, we got Frank not only playing Old Man's Inn, but stepping out of his skin.
But wait. More.
Yeah. Yeah. So much more. So much more than what you bargained for. But first, technical difficulties prevail. So I would like Mr. Witt to recap. Do you remember where I left you? Whom you were speaking to? If you haven't listened to the last episode, we had a big reveal.
Yes, my ex-wife.
One of them. One of your grifter flames of old have stepped into the fold.
No, one of the harem, get it right.
Oh, now, come on. A harem means they're still into you, not you're late on payments.
A harem implies zero interest. It's an arrangement.
That's true.
Purely business.
So.
Because Rahal marries for money.
You go to the right planet, and technically he's royalty. Married in, of course.
Yeah, like that Firefly episode where they go down to the Mudder planet, and they got a statue of him in mud, and he's like their Robin Hood. Do you guys remember that one? I'm hoping for that day.
Oh, maybe one day.
Okay. Nope. We are going to bring up a little bit of mood music. We are going to pan out on this map, showing you Sabacc tables that look like blackjack tables. Think of half moon tables, a droid dealer at each, several, and in the first day, in the first round, 52 players. Having at it. 4 to 6 people on a table, just going like mad. And the first to, you know, get that light golf clap applause for, like, you know, good job, thanks for your 10,000 credits, but you're not going to make it, was Rahal. And off he went beyond the ropes. But then, the cosmos had somebody else fail, and he magically learned, no, actually in the rule book, that you can pie back in early, if it's early in the tournament, not late in the tournament, because you still got to, like, earn your way through it, for another $2,000, which he immediately coughed up, just burning that cheddar, to get back in. So he's back in, and he's re-rolling, and he's, you know, or did we, actually, no, wait a minute, did you just, yeah, you bought back in, right? Because we had you, I didn't have you like foot to the roll thanks to a gold point. I had the.
No, it wasn't a buyback. It was, we discovered that the dealer had been messed with.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So you were led back going, oh, we're sorry. You know, last hand doesn't count. So I had the gold piece change the storyline as opposed to just dropping a dice roll. No, it's kind of heavy-handed for us to go, and this is what we did and how we did it. And you're not going to get that every time, but just so that listeners can understand the magic of story and the effect they can have on ours, you know, by tuning in, and you never know when the odd patron's going to jump up and I quote, I love messing with Matt, don't get me wrong, but I will try to behave in the future.
Thanks, Cam. I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like a last week as a personal comment, but you know, it did go to print somewhere. So
yeah, so you got me back at the table. I smashed my roll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Killed a bunch of players off. We went into break, played halfway through the second day. I met my ex-wife, who highly suspicious that she's even there in the first place. Keeping my eye on her, but also keeping my eye on the Imperial dude. And I think I also talked to the Imperial guy on the second day as well.
Yes, Lieutenant, you remember?
Dan?
Arandis. Lieutenant Arandis. You have to forget Frankie wasn't here last week, so, and obviously he hasn't bothered watching the show to get caught up. But then again, technically that's good because he won't meta because his ship has been
My ship has sailed.
His ship has sailed. So with the magic of the internet, you know, resending, and while Frank frantically rereads the email, structuring, you know, about a third to a quarter to a third of tonight's exciting episode, we're going to, as I was saying, bring the scene down into the hubnub of the day. And I believe we ended. Did we not end the casino day?
No, we did not, because I did not make my second day roll.
No, but we did. Well, I did. Did we end the first day and just?
We ended the first day. We played the second day. Got to break. I went and had the meeting with the ex-wife, and I think I met the Imperial guy before.
Right. Okay. So halfway through the second day, I would like to call your attention to Merrick the Mercenary and a bug whose name I forgot to pronounce. I think it's Besh something. Bosh. Bach. Vibesh.
That's it. You nailed it.
I haven't even acknowledged Joe's in the room for like 20 minutes, so I'm just trying to get him riled up.
Here.
High energy, Joe.
Yeah.
Here today.
That's right.
That's monster number three, so see if it works.
bring it on. Can I have a perception check once again from our security team, no matter whether they're posted together or apart? I do know, Mr. Matt, this is what's happening. You're on break, right?
Yep.
And just as you get up and go outside to talk to your wife, like break is ending.
Yep.
Right? People get, something starts happening in the back, but you're too focused on the girl, and you know, we're winding back time just a little bit here. So while this is going down outside, you're oblivious to it.
Okay.
These boys, what do we got here? Merrick?
Perception of 8.
And Vibesh?
14.
Slaps him in the shoulder and points out. Hopefully, you know. The two, actually, we'll start with Vibesh. I don't know if you want to bring Merrick in on this one, but you spy an escalating scene. In the corner of the room, you spot a Devorian male. And he just lost probably a particularly rich pot, and they just went on break. You know, people are throwing down, people are shaking hands, good game, we're out, that type of thing, you know, type of thing. And the guy's kind of stewing. And there's a flow to these meat bags, you know, the flesh bags. They have the way their motions on their sleeve, you know, that your race can see. And that hesitation, that not getting up, that denial that he lost is steeping. You see it. Sure enough, seconds after the people kind of part and get out of the way, and the man looks over, this Devorian looks over, tilts his horned head, and is eyeballing the winner. A human that you notice sitting there, and the back of his collar and shoulders are an imperial gray uniform. The man jumps up, reaches across the table, and accuses this officer of cheating. Meanwhile, the officer just sits there calmly, taking it. This man begins ranting and yelling that the officer has been cheating the whole time. He's trying to get attention. And sure enough, as you watch and he begins yelling and pointing a finger, out of his sleeve slips the old track holdout blaster. And our officer is getting a personal up-close view of the barrel in his face. He doesn't shoot, but he stopped talking loudly and screaming about the lieutenant and is now just speaking in a clear tone about how even the droids he hears, you know, are broken in one way or the other. He should not lose that putt. Vibesh, what do you do? This plays out really quickly, despite my overdescription. You can imagine.
All right. So, roughly, where are they on the map?
I'll just ping here. Okay. This corner right here on the right side. I'm not getting a ping.
No, you're not. Or just roughly how far from us to...
Okay, so the whole room is L-shaped, right? There's this big sort of open carpet terrace type of thing, right? And there is the entrance with these two round tables at the bottom on the right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you guys are posted either side of the door. It's your shift, right?
Yep.
Okay. Your guy, Pinstripe, is on the far side of the room, gets up and follows the lady, disappears. On the right side of the room, dead ahead at the back, you have a clear view of the back of these two gentlemen, and you're getting a back profile of the guy, right? But the gun comes out on the wall side, but then you can see he's threatening him with him in the face, and you get the... Exactly. I don't know why my ping's not working at all here. That's weird. Come on, ping. Anyway.
Roughly 30 to 40 feet away.
Yes, thank you. Dead ahead. Now, it's over a table and around a table. You know, a lot of crowd is already moving and shifting and glad-handing each other, and this ruckus starts. But unfortunately, when they hit the buzzer and go, yeah, first round over, there's a catastrophe of voices. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. You know, so like a lot of people have noticed this, and this is quickly escalating. What do you want to do?
Well, I guess I'll do what I'm supposed to do here.
Okay.
So, free action.
Yep.
Gone.
Just screams it
and charge.
All right, so you wear a mouthpiece because you don't breathe oxygen. Your race breathes this filtered gas or something, right?
We breathe nothing.
You don't breathe anything?
No.
Oh, you just like absorb it through the carapace, as it were?
Yeah,
like a good old bug. So it's technically
like a thorax through the butt.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But you do need oxygen in an environment to exist.
Yes.
Okay, so what's on the face there? I thought you had some kind of... Oh, is it
translator.
Oh, okay. And how active is it? Is this just like, yes, yeah, no,
he,
I have
he
to
just
pee?
Doesn't have lips.
Yeah. It speaks his weird language and it translates because they don't bother, right?
Yeah.
No, but like, how sophisticated is this? Can it say anything in basic? Or is it, yes, no, I have to pee? Where is, you know, omelette du fromage? Is your daughter 18? What are
it
we going for?
It is a portable translator, so whatever that is.
Oh, okay. So you get the basic stuff. Okay. So you scream that there's a blaster, a weapon. Gun. Charging for the guy 30 feet away. You're on top of him in a heartbeat. This happens so fast. Everyone is surprised, except for you. and you have a surprise round to yell gun and start your charge. We get into round one, and it's just kind of a you and him, really, at this point. So, anyway, the guy startles at your announcement. Huh? Like, looks over and hesitates and sees you barreling down on him, you know, slipping through the crowd. Come right down on him. He doesn't fire. He doesn't turn the gun on you. He just continues to point the gun as he's talking, shaking his wrist at the lieutenant, going, he's the criminal, not me. You know, like that kind of thing. Defending his right to carry a gun in this part of Bespin. I served in the, you know, we'll skip that joke. Too many Americans in the room. And on the cast. We don't want to get into the upper atmosphere Bespin and the lower atmosphere Bespin, you know, ye old colors. No, I got it. You're on him, and he basically defends his case. He's cheating. You know, what are you going to do about it? That kind of thing.
It's called charge and bull rush.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? And then it's just like the tackle, right? Okay. Have at it.
Roll, what do you want me to roll?
Probably the grab button.
Grapple or grab?
I think there's a grapple button. Grab button.
Grapple?
There's no CMD, CMB in this for, like, you do a straight up raw melee attack, you know?
Grapple of 26.
There you go. Not only do you, like, rush him over, you manage to grab the sort of wrist of the gun, like, securing the weapon arm. You don't have the gun, but at least you have your hand over his
good
hand.
Good old wrist control.
Exactly, exactly, right? Point it up and just push him over, and you, him, and the chair go tumbling to the northeast past the table, and you're on him. Right. Now it's his turn. He starts, you know, flailing around, trying to resist. Oh, get off me, you know, blah, 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 kind of thing. As an action, move action, the gun, which is on a track, sucks back up way up into his sleeve. I wasn't armed. And he tries to just, you know, like resist the grapple really crappily with his 1-7. So he's just flailing away. Merrick. Mid-round?
Yes.
You know, your compatriot, you're scanning on the far side. You always got eyes on Rahal. You're watching him leave, noting his position, because you still have double duties as a guard. And then all of a sudden, your head is turned, and your buddy here screams gun and just goes flying across the room and just poof, full body tackle on a guy kind of thing. What do you want to do?
I will approach the scenario, but I will keep eye out for accomplice.
Okay. He has a man toppled to the ground.
He seems to have control of the situation.
He does. There is a lone Imperial officer sitting calmly at the table, and there's a whole bunch of people, like, within a 10-foot radius, just gawking, confused. And it's sort of, at this point, a ring, because it's not like they closed in, but they all stop what they're doing, and they all turn the same direction, and you have that sort of step.
The moment an altercation happens, a circle somehow always appears?
Yeah, yeah. The people close step back, the people behind turn around, stop, the people two steps away turn and take a step forward and go on their tippy toes, right?
Yeah.
Luckily, our bug boy got through that because he kind of caused it. Gun! Everyone looks towards the bug, then he charges through them when they're all looking at him, and he jumps the guy. It's a solid plan, right? So what do you want to do? You're there?
I will.
Would you like to make a tactics roll to assess?
Oh, yes. This is a skill I am very familiar with.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been so. You used to try to do that for like everything, and now you literally asked to assess role playing, and I said role play, and you're like, oh, he's got this. No, no. The GM would really like that role. It's okay, been so long.
For old time's sakes, look at that. 22 tactics.
Okay. The weight distribution and the grip that Vibesh has on the man, he is winning and should be able to keep him pinned. The officer, although appearing to be a young human, younger than yourself, seems very well trained. He, you know, sits calmly. However, his boots go out to sort of a get ready to jump up kind of pose. So he is sort of on the edge of his nerve, even though the upper half of him looks bored and calm. The guy looks ready to spring. you know, from the waist down. Always watch the feet work, you know, the footwork kind of thing, right? That's what you were teaching Aiden in that flashback, right?
No, of course.
The droid just starts, actually, let's see if the droid spotted the gun. The droid did not spot the gun, so it's not like the top part of his head cones up and just the little light pops out with a flashing, you know, warning, warning, right? Kind of thing. And you predict about 10 to 30 seconds before other security can get to you to aid, because you guys all have your radio comms that are not jammed. And, you know, one of the security guys said, gun, right? So now the guy in the tower is watching all the cameras. He didn't say table eight or anything. He just went gun and went charging off, right? The guys in the camera room, the guard wing, as they call them, are now flipping through cameras going, what's going on? Where is it? Oh, there. Okay. Two guys are on it. Yeah. And all this in a small bullet time, frozen pan around, you know, and you spot at least 12 bombs within 20 feet of your reach. But let's
try. That's okay, because I put them there.
Let's try not to be distracted. Oh, okay. Ooh, that's a new one.
Screams gun, turns, looks, pulse trigger on detonator. Dude just explodes.
The droid explodes. The chips explode. The officer explodes. People are blowing up. I'll laser beam every one of you. That's what you're supposed to be doing tonight. Why are you doing here? Why are you watching our show, man? Go watch The Boys. It just dropped. That's got to be better than us. Okay, you know what? I'm sure you watched it, and this is actually the upload or podcast version, so you're forgiven. But if you're watching this live, seriously, what's wrong with you? Go watch The Boys. We're not quite as entertaining. I mean, hey, I love people watching our show.
Hey, what? Jeff. What? Zip it, buddy. Zip it.
What?
Keep watching us here at Rollmongers. The best internet gaming Star Wars Saga Edition we shot for a show ever.
Soon to be sponsored by The Boys.
Yeah.
We are The Boys.
They are The Boys. Yeah. Matt will ride this train until, like, The Mandalorian comes out. Then he'd be like, can't come to the game.
So sick. So
binging COVID. Mandalorian.
Gotta go.
Yep. I feel a case of the Friday COVID's coming on.
Blarg, I are dead.
He's all healed up by season two. I mean, Monday. So, with Merrick's turn waning, tactics roll, all is good. Moving back to the guy. Moving back to Vibesh. What do you wish to do?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you have tactics, or you can give me an intelligence check?
Yeah, I have tactics.
Okay, sure, go right ahead.
Tactics of 14.
Control situation? You have. Neutralize the hostile? You have. Seize the weapon and or ID the hostile would probably be your next step.
Or I can just keep them pinned until...
Oh, like, no, the team, you know, no, I don't mean like you personally. I mean like, you know, the handbook they threw at you, right? Step three, you or a team member should, you know, seize the weapon or incendiary device. And then there's like 8 pages of like, waivers and things about no security are not allowed to carry incendiary devices. They should not build incendiary devices. They're only allowed to bring or build explosives on their break, which are designated times. Yeah, lots of paperwork you had to sign. Still wondering why that was all in there in the manual. So, what do you wish to do?
Well, I saw a gun, so I guess I'll start beating.
Oh, okay.
I'm not supposed to have firearms in here.
He's resisting.
Yep.
Stop resisting.
Yeah, that's right. Punch him with his own hand. Stop punching yourself.
The man drew a weapon, put it in somebody's face.
Yep.
And as security detail, you must control the situation. He is fighting you. He's not pinned and giving up.
Nope.
This is very important. He is not pinned, giving up, saying, I didn't do anything, all that kind of stuff. This guy is upset, angry. Hides, tries to reconceal the weapon and is demanding that you get off, and he's, you know, flailing and striking at you. And you want to give him a little reminder
of security? Punchy to the face. Yeah.
Yep. A little cuff here.
Punchy to the face. There's an attack of 26 hit.
It does. I wonder why the mic is not drawing you guys. That's strange.
Because we don't talk as much as you do, Jeff. So in order for us to be, yeah, see, in order for us to draw the mic,
you have to stop
not
talking.
Talk.
I did. Joe's flapping away about his rolls, and it's still watching me sip my tea. It's like, hey, I'm not supposed to be on camera here. It's my chance to get a drink.
Because you're doing this as you're drinking your tea.
I leaned away. Look, it's so far away from the mic.
It's still on, yeah.
Mr. Gibson, would you please lean closer to the microphone? I think we're having technical difficulties. So,
sure. Is this better?
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Thank you. What did you get for your attack, sir?
26 for my attack.
Okay.
And it will be actually 9 damage.
9 damage. Okay. He's out cold. Out cold. Now, he is not an outside influence. He has a pin. You know, he has a registered pin.
Yeah. Well, he was a gambler. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying if you want to ID him, you can pull it off the pin. And he wasn't somebody like, you know, snuck in the game and started all this bullshit for some kind of, you know, that kind of thing. Back to Merrick.
I continue to approach the scenario. It will take me at least two rounds of walking to get there.
Okay.
So I would arrive.
Yep.
Ha! Good job, Vabesh. I see you've already administered discipline. Yes. He did not read the rule book.
Took him down satisfactorily and quickly, efficiently. Yes?
Yes.
Effervescently? Effervescently? No.
Ooh, we're having fun with common today.
Yep.
Someone read a thesaurus.
Nom. Anyway, yes, he's like, oh, I have this all in hand, right? Guy takes a heavy blow and, you know, goes limp. And then suddenly, can I have a perception from Vabesh?
Can we make that something else?
Well, yeah.
17.
That's okay. Okay. A subtle shift. Despite he's out cold, his body still moves. Oh, so subtly. Waiting for a moment where you possibly loosen your grip, turn to talk to Merrick, you know, something like that. But although you have the weapon arm pinned and the body, you know, a flick of the boot, a move of the off wrist kind of thing, and he pulls a blade and just, you know, tries to shank you with it. It's not so cold outage as you would might think.
Oh.
Stabbing deep into your clothing, but not striking past your carapace. So you just feel like, you know, someone's pushing a finger on your bug shell kind of thing. You know, stabs you right in your gear kind of thing. Right? A wicked grin, though eyes still closed, you know, faking the death, tries to shank you and fails. What do you do? Who are we at? Merrick? Yeah, Merrick.
I auto fire.
You just open up on the table, the droid, the officer.
I am right on top of him.
Sorry?
I'm right on top of him. Well, not on top of him, but within close proximity.
Yeah, these guys are grappling. I don't think they're in the same square because they don't do that anymore, but that's like...
Okay, I sit on his face.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, no, right. What the hell, man? You didn't even buy me dinner. At least this one, give me a hug.
I assist with the pin.
Oh, there we go. With Sasha, you're going to do the butt stroke or something? Or
the what?
You know,
sitting on his face, getting the old butt stroke on, you know.
Nothing soothes the savage beast like a butt stroke.
Merrick goes to attack. He gets a butt stroke.
It is instantly calmed.
It's super effective.
technically the term is used when rerouting a rifle's pointy end that has bullets coming out and using the stock of the rifle to strike an opponent. It's called a butt stroke. But I see Mr. Hamilton is caught on and ran through the field with my subtle joke.
It's not called a butt stroke.
I would tell you to Google that answer, but I would also tell you to put on the don't remember what I searched.
Jeff, I don't know what military you were in, but...
yeah.
No, they told me it was totally in action. Butt strokes
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
And reloading.
The finishing maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, line up, soldiers. I'm going to teach you how to do the butt stroke.
Now close your eyes and think of Madonna.
Nothing quite catches your enemies off guard like that.
Good night, everybody, because there's no topic.
Good night. Good night.
And after offending many communities, we started off intelligently with the whole police versus the people, you know, when he just tackles them and all this stuff and tried to dig
and
myself in a hole. And we're done. Good night, everyone.
We have been canceled.
Yes. Yeah, really. I don't understand. I can't upload to Twitch. I keep getting these emails from, you know, them and many, many angry people.
So back to the butt stroking.
Yeah. Right. So I butt stroke him.
But let's not cut that butt stroke short.
It's a full butt stroke.
Hey, you called
two
me out.
If I need to.
Can we have the proper term, Mr. Hamilton? He called me out on this.
Strike is the word you're looking for.
Yes.
A butt strike.
Oh, so a slap instead of a tickle is one word. That's so much better. Okay.
If you're slapping and tickling, you're not really fighting.
You don't know me. He just looks up at you indignantly.
Also, you if don't you're know stroking like. Butts, yeah. Not fighting.
Not fighting.
Perhaps, threatening, obviously, at point blank with rifle and showing him the auto fire setting. Something like that. Yes. Or, yes. You know, I mean, that's what his therapist, you know, let's roll back to... Merrick, this engulfing a couch.
I'll butt stroke you.
No,
with a good time.
Let's talk about your feelings, Mr. Merrick. You know. So then they open on the auto fire. What? No.
Don't make a promise your ass can't catch.
Yeah. Really, it'd be like, 1 second, Mr. Merrick, and he just leans over the intercom. Cancel my 2 o'clock and my 4 o'clock. All right, you were saying, Mr. Merrick. It goes back to. All right. So, what do you want to do there, Ryan? So many possibilities have been highlighted this evening.
Well, I was okay with just killing him right now, but that's apparently frowned upon. So
you just go over and just like execute on the ground. Sure.
Nothing sends a message. This is what we do to people who brandish weapons.
Sure.
But apparently that's frowned upon. So
No. It is totally. Oh, well, yeah, it's dark side pointable, sure. But
would that be the first time that I've executed somebody in this campaign?
I'm just saying, you do you. I got your DP right here.
Well, you know,
is it a DP
you know
with the dark
Rahal
with the butt stroke?
Do.
Yeah.
Kill him. Eyes turn just a little bit more yellow.
Yeah. No, because the whole intention was just to kind of point blank, put a clip into his head.
Oh my god. So you're out on the balcony, Rahal, having your conversation with your ex-wife, and suddenly your comms clear up and you can hear Merrick and you're like, excuse me, honey, kill him. Okay, we're good. The head rotates 180 as he spits the pea soup and you get a perfect line of vision on Merrick, what Merrick's doing, and you're like, give him the nod.
He just looks around for me to give him the Caesar thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. No, perfectly sync up with the conversation that Rahal is having with his ex-wife. So how's life going? 1 second here, I need to take a call. Yeah, do it. And then you just hear auto fire immediately right after. That was just a business call, don't worry.
Yeah, really, eh? I don't think it would be a thumbs up or thumbs down. It would be kind of the collar flex rolling the shoulder for one signal. And, you know, maybe
or the tip of the fedora for the other.
Yeah, the sort of rim, like just dragging the two fingers like you're dusting the rim of fedora for another one. Or just adjusting the hat, right? And if he gets them wrong all this time, you were trying to keep him on the path of righteousness and he got the signals backwards. So many deaths. So many shoulders rolled. So,
yeah.
What is going down there, Merrick?
Yeah. Full clip into the face, a point blank range.
Just unload on this guy. Okay.
Man.
Okay.
If you
it's doable. I mean, we he's prone, so he gets a bonus. He has a bug on top of him, so he gets a shield bonus. But he's considered pinned, you know, somewhat restrained, so he's flat-footed. You know, back and forth, back and forth. Flat-footed. Reflex 18, flat-footed 16. Don't shoot away. I think I need a roll here, actually. I'm struggling, covered in the bug. Got a plus 4 shield bonus, like 20. Technically, he's prone, but actually, no, you're not at range because you're over top of him, so I don't get that bonus. Because you can literally, you know, he's right there.
Okay.
And you provoke! What? No, just kidding.
Can't help falling in love with you. Pew, 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 pew! Attack of 23.
With 12 points.
Yeah.
Okay. For a mook that had 15 points and 9 points of bruising within 12, you just literally riddle this guy with score marks. It's right.
Hmm.
Send some of Vibesh's new security uniform in the process. And the screaming begins, and people, and I say, and, you know, that type of thing, right? Security! Gun! Tackle, all this type of, excuse me, and then just calmly go over and, right? And everyone, at this point, everyone's watching to see him be hauled to his feet, you know, cuffed and dragged out of there. And while they're pinning him, he just steps behind the table and, gack! The whole room goes silent. And we'll see you next week. No, because I'll come back from.
Come on, you got to throw out like a badass Arnold one-liner, dude. Just look around to the room, Merrick.
Read the room.
Badass Arnold one-liner.
What do you got?
Eaters never prosper.
No ticket.
Nice. What do you do? You
unload? I look around. If I feel like I'm being questioned. No concealed weapons allowed on premises.
Okay. Do you show said concealed weapon? Vibesh? Security's like 10 seconds out. Like
he just picks up the severed arm, pushes the button.
Well, hang on. He had his action. We're going to skip the bad guy's action. We'll go to
the goon squad.
We'll go to Joe, Vibesh. Interesting tactic. Get up
and drag the corpse to the security room.
Okay, so he just gets up, starts calmly Igoring the body away, and Frankenstein's standing there going, what? All right. Everyone's agape. You know, security shows up, the thing gets stopped cold, you know, your fellow guards come up. Everyone's behooved, right? And it's not like they show up with guns. Go, I put the gun down. Like, you're wearing security uniform. You pulled a weapon. You dealt something. So, like, you know, you get accosted with, like, questions or reports or, you know, pats on the back. We appreciate you. You know, whatever's going down. And it just, there's just this moment in time that just the clock starts up again. And to save face, you know, droids, staff, you know, I mean, it was harsh, and our guys did something really harsh, but fellow staff members, like servers and stuff, you know, they're highly trained at this casino, brawls, breakout type of thing. So they step up, they get drinks, they distract, everyone starts pretending it didn't happen. About 80% of the room just kind of moves away and pretends. Yeah, exactly. This did not happen. 20 minutes later, your boss has you in a security room, one of the wing guard rooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is showing you two the footage and wants to know what exactly was running through your mind after your partner immobilized the threat, after your partner took a knife, and he points, and there's still like a blade sticking out of the bug, and bug just looks down like he's noticing it for the first time. To execute those actions, and I do mean the pun literally, on my main casino floor during the yearly tournament, which was not sponsored this year, by the way. Was really hoping to be sponsored by Well, never mind. What were you thinking?
Deterrence.
Deterrence.
There will be no more issues. You want me to run security? I run.
You're part of my private security force. Now I'm going to have the Bespin guard, he points, because basically your boss, the two of you in uniform, not his men, the actual city police, that's where we are, in the closest thing to like one of the little outposts, which is, you know, took you all downtown. And he has to, you know, now as a respectable, rich guy, they're not accosting him, but he has to be there to defend you. And he's kind of like laying it out in front of them, asking you to, you know, what were you thinking kind of thing? Deterrent. Anyway, he just
attacked him. And was trying to kill one of your employees. I killed him first.
Okay. An employee. The droid? Anyway, they play it back. There's just the officer and the droid.
No, Vabesh.
So they get a look at everything. The guard whispers to him and they break it down. This is where he tackled him. This is where he went for the butt stroke. No. Auto fire. No. Execution. But look, right here, right there. And they play it back. He's out cold. They play it back. They zoom in and you see the hand come up and just go shink into the bug. Who, you know, doesn't seem to take it. And then you immediately fire afterwards.
You want violence stopped? I stop.
What happens next is putting out fires. They do not arrest you. He uses his substantial weight as a rich citizen to, you know, sweep this under the rug with the security guard, with the wing guard, you know. So he pays the city a substantial bribe. And you see him do it. He pays them off, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. There's a long moments kind of pass, and he calls somebody he knows, like one of the commanding officers, right? And he knows him. He brings him down here, and he asks for a favor, and he dismisses the guards that saw the tapes and tells them to take the rest of the day off. And they, you know, they don't erase the tapes, but they upload them and confiscate them from the actual guard room. And he pays, you see, watch him pay the guy to make it disappear, or, you know, the police have the evidence, but it's classified, blah, blah, blah. And they put the spin on, you know, assassin. Target was, you know, the Imperial. We're going to be nice, that kind of thing. And my men, you know, killed an assassin that entered the tournament. And they discuss it openly. So it's obviously a sham. They discuss it right in front of the two of you. Make everything all nice. And then we leave. And he takes you back to the casino. To your place of employment. To the private security room. Where a, you know, substantial amount of muscle awaits you. And he takes you guys into his chambers. And asks you openly what you think he should do with you after spending a lot. And I do mean a lot. He doesn't even say the number. He just writes it on a postie and says, I had to make this go away in my own casino. I'm the person that turns a blind eye in my own casino. But because it happened here in Bespin during a public tournament, I had to pay this. And he just points at the paper. So that, you know, you guys don't get arrested. I don't get a huge fine. For, you know, what went down, because I'm responsible for my own security. And he just rants and raves, you know, I'm sure you two tuned him out a couple minutes ago. But then he gets to a point where he pointedly asks you, are you listening? You know, what do you two think I should do with the two of you now?
Can I would give raise.
Yeah. Raise is good.
Can I have a persuasion check, please?
You can.
Well, you got to talk him into it, right?
I will try to aid.
Oh, 5 was extremely low DC because of our exemplar activities.
Let's have the 8 roll there.
Yeah, it's kind
of... Let's turn that 5 into a 7. You never know. Lucky 7. Come on. Hey! Oh, it gets a 10, which is
it's
the minimum.
Seven.
It's a 7. Lucky 7.
Use the force.
And at a casino, a lucky 7 is worth more.
Mm, would you like to use a force point?
Sure. I have them to spare.
You tell me.
No, I said I have them to spare.
Oh, I thought you said if you have them to spare. As far as I know.
No, I do. 10.
Okay. Not a solid argument, and you don't convince him. But at least it's not so bad or outrageous, like, you know, I took it as the GM, that he gets upset with you or throws you out or whatever. He's just looking at you, you know, stroking his chin like, For now, he wants you out of his sight. Doesn't say you're fired, but you're certainly not going back to the casino floor.
That seems like a waste of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Boot. He takes your, you know, whatever small weapons they gave you, the baton, that type of thing. I don't think he, like, bothered to put you guys in, like, in security. You know, you no longer represent the casino at this time, so they take your uniform.
Was it an electro baton? Because if so, it's probably a bomb by this point.
Cut scene to the guy securing the locker, right? And the camera fades in, and like one of those little LED lights that show battery charge is just blinking for no reason. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. We'll definitely come back to that.
Would make it a bomb too. Like, not even a question.
No,
like,
dude.
Thank you for a grenade.
You
get handed the baton.
Yeah. It's a walkie-talkie, man.
You burn me a force point right now and give me that mechanics check to make said bomb, and it's planted.
I have a skill that lets me do that.
Yeah, but don't you have to make a roll?
No, I have had this ability since like level 1.
Yeah, it's a skill where you go, I can turn shit into bombs, but you still have to give me the mechanics check. Yeah, let's give me the, you know, post-mortem mechanic check.
Certainly, bye.
And burn another force point, and I'll take it. I need the force point? Hmm?
The force point?
Yeah, for me to retcon, because you didn't say, I'm going to turn my baton into a bomb. Sure, okay. It's given in character, sure. But, you know, mechanically speaking, sure. I'm being generous enough to just let you have this. We got to eke something
sounds
out of
like
for...
a force point well spent to me. I don't know.
A force point to make a bomb, I will never complain about that. Just that's so we're right. All you know, on the same page here.
Yeah. One fine day, Zen's going to be like, we need a distraction. And he opens up, like, there's all these different detonators hanging like Grievous's lightsabers. Let's see, which one has this one? You know, you hear a distant exploding guardhouse because they put the baton in the locker.
A 24.
Next to the grenades.
Dude, did you just roll a 24 with a 2?
I'm really good at mechanics.
Yeah.
Oh my
especially
god.
When it comes to making bombs.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He turned this baton into an electrical charge grenade. It'll give him 4 squares, 46, like or 3, you know, whatever his stats say his skill can do, but he can't alter the type. And it's an explosive, but it doesn't say
it's a concussion bomb.
No, it's a the stun baton, right? Uses actual
electricity. So it'd be like a concussion bomb.
Yeah, I could see that. I thought there was an electric one, though.
There's many types of bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a shock.
I can even make a dirty bomb.
You make a shock bomb. Oh, behave. There you go. Frank, I beat you to it. Yeah, so one shock bomb in the locker of batons at security guard closest to the casino, awaiting detonation. Now, I'm assuming you don't have unlimited range, or that you have to get to it physically to activate said bomb. Now, so making a bomb does not mean you have like a remote detonator for every single bomb.
I have a remote detonator.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. What kind of range do these have?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as our comms.
Ooh, like bomb with the cell phone kind of thing?
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. I'm actually impressed. Like, I might just give you that force point back. It's actually really impressive. No, that was a game mechanic, not something you came up with. Sorry. I take a force point, Saga Universe. None for Messina. Moving on. So, you two find yourself on the street. out of the tournament for the moment. Of course, there's always ways back in, gentlemen. There's always. The story is always flexible.
Yeah, it's called go back to the hotel room and wait.
Yep. Speaking of outside influences, I would like to draw your attention to Mr. Witt.
Yes, sir.
So you have this lovely conversation with your ex-wife.
I do.
And then
lovely-ish.
You head back inside, and you know the tournament's kind of on hold for a while. They don't cancel it. They don't like end the day or whatever. But they're suddenly like they extend the break, and there's a little bit of investigation.
Gotta get the cleaning droids out to clean up the blood stains.
And... yeah, instant party and blah blah blah. Anyway, the casino was great for doing distractions or whatever. So they do something crazy, like they $5 off at the sabacc, or they open the slots, or you know, so they keep the not just the actual. They give the
hire some local garage band to take everybody's mind off of it.
Possibly. If only there was somebody at the door ready to go, willing to use force powers. But it's another episode, but nicely played, sir.
Sweet. So I'll take this opportunity to peruse.
Okay.
Always keeping an eye on the Imperial, seeing if who and tracking whoever he speaks with.
Mm-hmm. After having a gun put in his face, but he's military, you find him at the bar. Just having a quiet drink, and there are people coming up congratulating him, gambler. Like, he seems to have a bit of a following. Nothing like people are praising him so much, but people are just like, good luck, you did well. You know, boy, are you ever lucky? Like, the guy had a gun in his face and lived from a cheater that just didn't shoot him in the face. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is not just lucky. He's uber lucky. Like, the fallout of bad gambling, and he survived. What luck? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of that going on. It's not hard to spot him, but, you know, getting close to him again, you know, not so easy. Which brings us to Mr. Hamilton. Are you ready? We knock on the dressing room door. Mr. Arif. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Someone else, as you take note, they announce the pause, but there are like, you know, who's winning, that kind of thing. And the crowd, the people that are glad handing are the losers. The people are staying there smiling or finger gunning or, excuse me, I must go to my vault, or excuse me, Simmers, put this in my vault, right? are the obvious winners. And again, you see there are two more of them at the bar. A suave-looking gentleman and a very elderly, hunched-over, robe-wearing Nemoidian. Are having two unlikely people, but, you know, sabacc brings the strangers together kind of thing, sharing a drink at the bar. Rahul.
You don't see too many Nemoidians engaging in games with chance.
As soon as you're engaging the Nemoidian, the gentleman kind of takes as an excuse to leave. And Silas Draver, as he introduced himself to you, Arif, was doing well, a slick-looking guy. And he just says, if you would excuse me, and just kind of nods to you like next time and just, you know, wanders off, leaving you alone with the Nemoidian.
She turns and, you know, lifts her drink. Oh, turns and lifts his drink, kind of acknowledging the comment. I used to play a lot back when I worked for the Trade Federation, way before the Clone Wars took place, and it soiled the good name. Many things. Yes.
I'll cozy on up to the bar, give a little wave to the droid to bring me a drink, and then point at the Nemoidian to get him as one as well. On me, my friend. So you was a separatist too, eh?
Well, we didn't have much choice back then. And fortunately, I avoided most of the fighting and was able to safely retire back to Cato Numidia.
So, What brought you here?
Well, the games, of course. It's always interesting watching a new talent.
Talent, you say?
Yes. Every time someone new enters the field, as they would call it, it's interesting just to see how the game's nuance plays. We used to have a little trick to see who we could get to bomb out first and get them to put all their money into the pot before they did so. It was a little side game me and friends would have.
Well, what kind of strategy would you use to get them to do that?
Strategy? Well, you just play each hand as it comes along. Have you ever tried to sweep water up a hill? Sabak is kind of like that. A game where the ebbs and flows are too chaotic to make any long-term plans, but you look eager to bet and bet big.
And then I'll nod on down the bar towards Lieutenant Arandis. Do you happen to know that guy down there?
I try to mind my own business. If you don't want someone kicking down your door at night, I'd suggest you do much the same. These Sabak games can kind of bring some distasteful people, if you know what I mean.
And then I'll lean in real close. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I heard that there was some huts doing some dealings here around the station. One in particular, you wouldn't happen to have heard of one Daga the Hut, have you?
Daga? No, I can't say I'm overly familiar with any hut in particular.
Obviously referring to the fact that he's from Cato Nemoidia, the planet you just left that Darga controlled.
Yep.
You know, just punching that through for those that missed several, like, we're new season, but just noting for the audience that, you know, Frank's NPC is from Cato Nemoidia, where they came from, ruled by Darga.
Yes.
Sorry, the ball is to you, Matt, in your court.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't say I blame you for that. Nobody would want dealings with the huts to be out in the open.
Exactly. I mean, what?
Now, even though you're at the bar, okay, you guys have your pins that jam your comms?
Yep.
Okay. There is sort of like a mailing sort, like if you need to be reached, you know, there are pages that come going, sir, you know, there's a call, phone call for you, that kind of thing. You know, they're calling the casino going, I need to talk to this guy, get him off the game. You know, so obviously it has to be either during a break or between games or at night or some life or death, right? Now, you guys are on extended break, so even though your comms jammed, so, but a page does approach you, a droid, one of those little tiny ones, whirls up and tugs your pantsuit.
Look over.
Little dude looks way up at you, and he's a tiny little skeletal figure, a little lopsided.
Message for you, sir.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your drink, my friend. Give him a nod.
Okay.
See you at the tables.
He gives you a data stick, and it's the proverbial washroom key at a gas station with a big stick on it. It's basically a port entry with a number keyed. You go out to the lobby, you go to the service reception, and you say, I have this, and they clue in your call kind of thing. They connect you.
Okay.
And okay.
I'll go take the call.
Mm-hmm. So it's from the Banshee.
Okay.
Okay, and it's Crash, not Zinn, who's been monitoring and doing everything and all your hacking and you try to get it right, not O'Keefe, Crash, the pilot that's bolted to the floor.
Yep.
Tells you from his cockpit, because he can't literally leave it, and he calls you, and he says,
I have a message from Captain O'Keefe, Mr. Oberes.
Go ahead.
although for some reason detained and not answering my hails from her personal chambers, I have notified the personal comm of your man on ship. He also is not responding. I called you and managed to catch you on a break. So sorry to interrupt your game. However, on my main console and array of the ship, the Banshee, I have been intercepting a lot of transmissions that use Imperial codes, and there seems to be a good deal of communication chatter on channels not normally used by civilians. I have only been able to decode a few of these messages. It appears that the Empire is more active on Cloud City than you and Captain O'Keefe were led to believe. I have also, on O'Keefe's behalf, been monitoring and have heard references in these codes to Darga in these messages, which I believe confirms the hut you are searching for is still in Cloud City.
Well, thank you very much, Crash. Do me a favor. Record any of those transmissions that are going through and do your best to decrypt them. And is there a way that I can make a call out?
You're not the boss of me. And he hangs up. Yeah. Yeah, you can like hang up and then, you know, wave them over and say, you know, get it set up.
Yeah, so I'll do that and try and get in touch with Zin.
Okay.
Actually, I'll send a message. I won't
email him.
Yeah. To let him know what Crash let me know, monitor any transmissions, and if there's any way he can figure out a way to crack through their encryption so we can have open comms. That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. He doesn't pick up, but you do manage to just, you know, email the ship and there's a message left for Zin, or if you guys have something personal in your data pad arrangement, but he doesn't actually pick up. But you do find a way to leave the message, whether, I don't know if it can actually, like, with the type of cheap comms you guys have, can actually, like, leave a voice message. It's just like a radio. You know, it's either broadcasting or it's not. They either respond or they don't. Right? So you probably got to go back through Crash again and just say, here, give him this message. You know, he's not picking up. And now, back to the end of the second day. There are only, after all that kerfuffle, approximately 14 competitors remaining in the tournament. They include Lieutenant Arandis, a gambler named Kriska, Silas Draver, the suave gentleman that was speaking with Arif, a Lady Fierro that you know personally, Oberis, Captain Morrow, who you are in cahoots with Switch and trying to up his game. And at the end of the day, I would like, after much more gambling, you don't spot Merrick. Oh, maybe their shift has changed. You don't spot Vabish. Oh, maybe he's on break. Got to go alone, talk to them. Another wisdom check for you to stay and make it to day three.
All right. Please be good. And I'll spend a force point just to make it that much better. So that is a total of 21.
And you advance to the next day, and we will see you all next time on We Shot First. Say goodnight, Arif.
Well, goodnight.
Good use of a force point. Did you actually see the roll?
What?
Like, I just do that for good role-playing measure, which was very...
I already planned to spend a force point every time I roll for this. After that verse, I was like, you know what? I'm screwed around.